A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma.
Dirtbag Dan is
Look
what I
call
it.
Help me, Dan, please! I can't take it anymore!
Well, it's the only thing I hate to throw cold water on anything. I'm just being absolutely realistic.
Turn it out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my soul.
Dan Zangrilli, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. Dan Zangrilli, who he gets a rise out of people. And I'd start today by, I'd like to start, Dan, by telling you I disagree. How are you?
About what? Hello. Everything
you've said, but I do want to welcome you here. I want to start with this. Where are you, by the way?
In my study. Where are you?
I'm in the studio. Paul and I were hoping you'd be here today.
Oh. It's the All-Star break.
Well, that's true. And we appreciate
you
making
this effort.
Well, at
least Joe was hoping that you'd be here today.
What? Do I smell? Is it my back hair?
No. I'm just saying. You know, he's speaking for me. It's like, wait a minute. Don't speak for me.
Okay.
Your back hair is fine.
Thank you, Paul.
But honestly, let's get to the talk here, Dan. You said last week that the Pirates are playing above their roster level. And I disagree with that. I think the most pertinent number with the Pirates is that since Paul Skenes walked through those doors on May 11th, they're 31-26. I actually think they're a pretty good team. I think they're an over 500 team. I think they're a playoff contender that with a little push could be real trouble for teams. I actually think their record's under what their roster is since Skenes arrived. So if you could just elaborate on your thoughts about that and this team heading into the second half.
Have you looked at their lineup lately, Joe?
I've looked at it all year. They actually, in July, right, have the third best, I think, offense in the National League.
Since July, you said?
Beginning of July, yeah.
Right, and that's due in large part to Brian Reynolds doing things that are likely unsustainable long-term. He's been carrying them outside of him, or you take him down to of what he is. And listen, he's a very, very, very good player, but he's been, I think we can all agree, out of his mind offensively, and that's probably what's spiking those numbers. But they have a really good player in Reynolds. They have O'Neill Cruz, who's finding his way, is above league average, like him. McCutcheon has been basically league average. Nick Gonzalez has come down to earth substantially. And in every other spot, it's a deep, dark black hole. It's an abyss. It's a Grand Canyon. And The pitching has got them to this point, obviously, and they've lost a lot of games that they should have won. And unless, starting on Friday, Key Brian Hayes plays as he can, Jack Suwinski plays as he can, Michael A. Taylor plays somewhat to the ability as he can, you assume that Rowdy Tellez, who's tapered off just a little bit, but if he's the guy somewhere in between where he was and what he was like in June, then that all clicks. You check all of those boxes starting Friday, then maybe I'll buy that. But outside of a three-game sweep of a horrible Chicago White Sox team, this is an under 500 team, so that's why I said what I said. And I also don't necessarily believe, listen, Jared Jones has only been out for a couple of weeks, but he's going to be out for a couple of months. And how much is Skeens going to be in the equation? How often do you skip him? The bullpen for me, even though it's been okay, it still has more questions than answers. David Bednar has been good more than he's not, but he's also shown the propensity to have a blip here and there. And it's a flip of the coin with Aroldis Chapman. So I fail to see how this team is better than a 500 club. I think they've punched above their weight class. Now, they should be better than a 500 team. But looking at this personnel, their production, basically 100 games through this season, I think they are who they are right now. And to me, that is a below 500 team. Not to say they can't finish above, but the question that was posed to me by Adam, is this team's record better than their personnel? I think yes.
Well, again, I think one of the things about this is, as we talked about with Joe, they haven't really had their full complement and arsenal of players, and yet they're still 500. So,
what do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, I mean they've been without Bailey Falter. They didn't have Skeens for a month and a half. They haven't had Jared Jones. I mean, the Bednar has really not been the same. They've been missing a lot of guys. And all I'm trying to tell you is, I look at it and say they're 500. Despite a lot of things not going their way, and I would even include
right.
something. I would even include.
Point.
Well, I'm saying I would even include something like Henry Davis completely just messing the bed, so to speak. I don't know. I actually see some merit to what you're saying, but by the same token, I'm starting.
Yeah,
to think,
I think. And listen, all the players that we've laid out, they should be much better. They should be. Better than a 500 team. They should be a team that contends for the postseason. But we're 100 games in, and there's a lot of players that have been very bad.
I think we're 57 games in. I think we're 57 games in. I think there's BS, so to speak, and AS before Skeens and after Skeens. And the minute that guy walked in, they're 31-26 since then.
I understand that, but is he going to be pitching every fifth or sixth day? How many times is he going to be skipped?
That's a
good
question.
Rock in a hard place. They're in a rock in a hard place because, well, Jones isn't going to be here for probably most of August, maybe September. You need Skeens and Jones to be in play in July, August, and September, basically every turn. We know that's not going to happen. If they're not, is that going to be enough? And then this offense is not good enough. I mean, what they've put up that is heavily weighted because of even well above his own lofty standards, Brian Reynolds just being otherworldly. You can't expect that to continue. Maybe it does, but I'm not counting on that continuing because that's just unrealistic. There's been so many players that have taken steps backwards or have not lived up to the basic tenets of who they have been. And because we're 100 games into that, I just don't see that projecting positively. They might win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win two, lose three. I mean, just keep on the track that they've been. And you look at their schedule, by the way. Let's talk about that. You think they're going to win 66% of those games coming out of the chute? Have you looked at that schedule? No. They're leaking water very slowly.
Wait, why do they need to win 66%, Dan? We figured this out the other day. They have... how many games left? 66, right? Is that right? Is that what
right
we figured out the other day? 66 games?
Yeah.
and they need to win 30. They need to go 36-30, I think, to have a reasonable shot at the playoffs in this horrible National League. So where do you get that figure if they need to go on a 66% winning streak?
Because that's how you're going to separate yourself from this very crowded pack. Like, there's a lot of teams that are in a similar situation. So just maintaining the pace that they've maintained. No, I think you have to roll off 7 out of 10. You need to go 11 of 15. I just don't see it at some point this year, right? I'm not saying like right out of the chute, but you need to get a really good chunk of victories in a fairly short time span in tow to bank that equity. And I just don't see this ability to do that. I mean, what was the historic note about how they had not won 3 in a row or lost 3 in a row for the better part of 60 games or something along those lines? I'm not citing that number correctly, but it's rather historic how pedestrian they've been, that they haven't been able to put together a good chunk of wins. And as they've been doing that, just hanging around, alternating wins and losses basically every other day until this White Sox series, they had been slowly leaking water, a half game, a full game each week, and then they found themselves 4.5 games back. And you could say, oh, they're only, you know, they're one hot streak away from getting going. Well, what shows you in this lineup, I'm not talking about the pitching, that is like, all right, they can just catch fire. I just don't seem I don't see the ability for this team to spontaneously combust in a good way.
Well, the thing they have going for them, I think, though, in the second half.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Is it? It feels like 100 games in, what they're doing pitching-wise, we basically have to say it's sustainable now, isn't it? And if you continue...
They have a great foundation, and I don't want this to be misconstrued. A good spot. They're just not ready yet. I think this pitching snuck up on them. I think, you know, the foundation is there. They're checking all the boxes of what a good winning organization looks like. But I just don't see there being nearly enough to supplement this staff to be able to pick it up. And again, you've got to factor in, you know, the occasional miss of Skeens and the fact that they're going to be without Jones long term, and all of the other you know, bumps in the road that could come along the way. If somebody pulls this, if somebody, you know, gets lit up for a 2 or 3 star stretch. Mitch Keller had a really bad second half last year after he had a terrific first half. So does history repeat itself with Mitch Keller? I have a lot of question marks, you know, to say that, oh yeah, this is a team that is A, worth adding to with short-term rentals, and B, even if you did that, there's just not nearly enough support around this club to be like, okay, this is something that can, again, catch fire and roll off a decent chunk of wins. So that's how I look at it. I look at this team as a 2025 force to be reckoned with. I just, again, think that this whole pitch, the story of Jones, and even to a certain extent Skeens at what he's been, has snuck up on the Pirates, and they just weren't ready to support it.
Dan Zangrilli on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And, of course, the text line for Texts in the City brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dan Zangrilli, you know him from pre- and post-game, from being really good at what he does in analyzing the Pirates. So let me ask you this, Dan. We had Destiny's Child, Andrew Destin from the Post-Gazette. He thinks August 14th he picked a date for Jared Jones. We presented that to Shelty, and this is what Shelty said.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
You're saying all of August and maybe into September. Is this?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
I'm going to give you something else here, just to really throw a fly in the ointment. Can you envision a scenario where Jones goes out on a rehab and they go, we just want to be extra careful, so we're going to end the rehab and we're going to option him to AAA just to get a few more starts under his belt for a couple of weeks? Could you see a world where that exists and occurs? I can.
You mean like an injury rehab?
Well,
before he comes back?
Oh, well, boy. Oh, but well, they'll rehab him, okay? But then they'll say, you know what? We just want him to, you know, be in a more controlled environment down in AAA. So we'll end the major league rehab, option to AAA Indianapolis for a couple of weeks to continue the judicious path of reacclimating him to a regular schedule or whatever the things that they like to say. I could very much see a scenario where that occurs.
Well, if he has innings to spend, why wouldn't they want to spend them at the major league level when they're in a playoff race?
It's a good question.
Limits is gesturing toward me. What's happening? Tell me. Tell everybody. I don't know what's going on here.
Wouldn't they get another year of control?
Ah. Okay. Okay. All right. Paul, are you catching on to that?
I'm tired of that crap.
See, I think they've bought some goodwill this year, Dan. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Here's my thing with Jared Jones. If you let him pitch in August and September, and the bottom line is you have to build his arms up so that next year you can't say he hasn't had enough, you know, innings, so we have to, you know, he hasn't ramped it up enough. I mean, why do that? If he's ready to pitch.
As James Carville once said, right, never waste a good crisis.
Listen, I think anybody has every right to be skeptical. I just think that this particular season, bringing Jones right out of the gate, bringing Skeens up when they did, that would be unbelievable to me. Not unbelievable, that's the wrong word, outrageous. If Jones comes back and he's ready to pitch,
they're going to find an opportunity. They're going to find an opportunity again in a controlled environment. This is just my theory. I don't know anything, but
yeah.
Knowing how they think and operate, do they end, or just from, you know, maybe it's roster logistics, do they option him to AAA to continue to work his way back? And it just so happens that, guess what? You know, those 2 weeks, will gain another year of control. Awfully convenient.
I hear that.
The opportunity that lies before the organization.
I do hear that. I do. I personally don't think that's going to happen this year. What I do think is going to happen, Dan, is that they're going to stick around. They also took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers right before they swept the White Sox. And I also saw in June, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. They took 2 out of 3 from the Twins. They took 2 out of 3 twice from the Reds. And then they lost some series, and they were treading water. I see a healthy, I see actually a dominant bullpen in the second half. Dominant. When you're talking about a rejuvenated Bednar, healthy, Chapman, Holderman, Majinski, etc. You got long guys in there. I think they can withstand the loss of Jared Jones for a while. Actually, Gonzalez has been good in every game he's pitched for them this year. He's back. I think Key Brian Hayes is going to have a big second half. Of course, Reynolds is going to regress a little bit, but I also think they're going to bring in a bat. And I also think that you don't have to be the 27 Yankees here to hang around in a horse crap National League. All you got to do is hang around 500, and you're going to be playing big games in the last 2 weeks of the season.
They could be in it September. They could be in it September 15th, but do I see a pathway forward to the playoffs? No.
Wow.
I mean, okay. To say you don't think they're going to make the playoffs, that's obviously very reasonable, but you can't even conceive of a pathway there? There is no path to...
Games. 81 games, 80 games, I suppose. I mean, this is a 79 and 83 to an 82 and 80 team for me. And I think that that record, based on how a lot of their players have played this year, especially offensively, again, the original question was, are they better? Is their record better than their personnel would otherwise indicate? And I answered that question Monday to Adam. Yes, I think they have punched above their weight considering how little they have received from so many players. That's how and why I answered that question that way.
Thank you, Dan. You're a wonderful man.
Bye now.
There he goes. Dan Zangrilli. How's that for a bucket of cold water?
Yeah,
but,
really.
You know, the things that he says, certainly you can make an argument for him. I mean, you know, the argument with Jared Jones, that's based on pirate history, you know? He's a very reasonable man. I just don't really agree with him on this particular
situation. Well, I mean, the thing about it is, you know, I have to see what happens at the trade deadline. That's why these conversations are a little premature.
You see, these people who want to just focus on the White Sox, and I accuse you of that too, City Limits. I just got this thing from Brandon Nichols. So far throughout the season, you have at one time or another called like 6 different position players on the Pirates the worst player in baseball. They sweep the White Sox, who are historically bad, and you all of a sudden think they're a real team. Right before that, they took 2 of 3 from the division leader. Do we just not pay it?
Yeah,
play everybody on your schedule.
But to their point, if you didn't play the White Sox over the weekend, you likely wouldn't have swept, and then you'd be under 500. I understand.
But you're not. You play the schedule that's laid before you.
I get it.
You sweep a team. You have 48 wins. That's all I know. They're 31-26 since Skeens walked in. Or you want to take away a win, then they're 30-27. Since he walked, I don't know how this is read as me defending their lineup. Their lineup stinks, but I think certain guys will get better, and I think they're going to add to it. And I also think you don't need that much more with this pitching staff to push yourself over the top, and that over the top means like 4 games over 500. That's it, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you, Joe. I'm just telling you from where these people are coming, I actually see what their point is.
So do I.
Yeah, but I don't agree with it. Like I mean, I'm with you. You play who you play. So if you played the White Sox at the beginning of the year,
they played the Marlins at the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Who did they get swept by?
The A's and the Mets.
Okay, the A's. Okay, let's say this, Joe. This is how, like, basically the narrative changes all the time, right? Let's say they went into a weekend. Let's say they played the White Sox earlier in the season instead of the A's. They swept the White Sox, which means they go into Friday three games, right? So they would go into Friday. They'd have been 48-45.
Right.
With a weekend series against the A's. Had they gotten swept, they'd still be 48-48 in the exact same place, but we would be having a completely different conversation about this team. That's my point.
I don't even know what to say. But they
my
have the
point
fourth,
is they're 48-48. Yes, that's what their record is.
They have the fourth hardest record the rest of the year. So we gonna add wins for them?
I'm agreeing with you.
No, I know. I'm this is Stu Zangrilli.
Oh, yeah.
So that now they have a tough schedule. Do we add wins since we're subtracting from the White Sox series? Now they play the Phillies. So if they get swept, can we divide that into, well, no, they only really lost two of three?
No.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, you're right.
The season began when Paul Skeens strutted through that doorway. They're 31-26 since he did. That's a pretty good team. Not a great team. They're not the 75 Reds. They're good enough to get to the playoffs. They need a GM with a pulse to help them. And then they need to do what they've been doing. Jared Jones wasn't exactly Tom Seaver in June, mind you. I think they can survive the loss of that Jared Jones for a while. Marco Gonzalez might be pitching better than Jarrett Jones was. So I think they're going to hang around. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. So do you. You think they'll make the playoffs? So do you. We all said yes to making the playoffs.
Yeah, I still think they're going to make it. They have a run in them.
So
for a lot of the same reasons.
We still think they're going to hang around.
Yeah, I don't think there's much doubt that they're going to be relevant going into September.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.